I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. The answer to our geo-quiz takes us to the icy waters north of Norway. The answer is the Barents Sea, and it's one of the seas where Norway drills for oil and gas. Norway has one of the best safety records in the world when it comes to offshore drilling. But the government says it will be even more careful now until the causes of the drilling disaster in the Gulf of Mexico are known. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Oslo on Norway's cautious approach to offshore oil.
Oil has made Norway rich, but to stay rich, it needs to find more offshore deposits, says Vice Minister for Petroleum and Energy Robin Kaas. Yet in light of the BP Gulf disaster, Kaas's ministry has put new drilling licenses on hold.
We will not award licenses on deep water unless we have the necessary knowledge. And also we want to make sure that all the necessary precautions are made.
Norway's offshore drill ban has been lauded by environmental activists. Even Norway's oil companies say they support it. For them, a moratorium means lost business, but...
Of course, it is also good business to avoid accidents.
Knut Tolvarsson heads Norway's Oil Industry Association.
We run the oil business in a sound way. We are operating platforms under high temperature, high pressure. And we do what it takes with regards to cost in order to avoid accidents.
That unusual caution has helped Norway achieve one of the safest offshore records in the world. They've had just 4 major spills in 40 years with no oil reaching shore. There's wide agreement that strict oversight of the industry has been key. There are constant reviews and inspections. Stiff fines are levied for even minor leaks. But the president of Norway's Petroleum Safety Authority, Magne Ogenedal, says there's something more important.
We developed a new regulation strategy telling the industry what they should achieve, but not define the solution.
In other words, the government says, we set the bar for safety, you reach it, we're happy, you can keep drilling. Experts say this results-based approach to regulation makes oil companies more responsible for their operations, and it boosts safety innovation. Take this lab in the basement of the math department at the University of Oslo. A machine pumps waves across what amounts to an 80-foot-long fish tank. The contraption helps hydrodynamics expert John Grua model deep water ocean currents and how they affect pipelines and offshore platforms like the Deepwater Horizon. He says his research likely averted at least one disaster in the early 90s when his model showed that a platform under construction was too weak to withstand ocean currents in the brutal North Sea.
And then simply the construction offshore was stopped, and they made the platform much stronger, also more expensive, but much stronger.
Grua, like Norwegian authorities, says getting to the bottom of the Deepwater Horizon disaster will offer lessons to the world. And he says it's an opportunity. Norway's own tough safety norms, he points out, were born of a human disaster 33 years ago.
Where the Alexander Kielland platform capsized, which costed more than 100 lives. And after that, it was no question. The platform should be safe for people and for the environment.
Protecting the environment has been relatively easy for Norway's politicians, because respect for the environment is deeply rooted in Norwegian culture. Most Norwegians have been scared by the Gulf disaster. In an Oslo park, friends Eilind Pedersen and Trina Druten say they support their country's drilling freeze.
These disasters, what we see, it's really a catastrophe for our world.
I mean, you have to think twice about it now.
It's a time that it's a good idea, you know, to look at other energy resources.
Yeah.
Norway has already begun looking beyond oil. Most of its electricity already comes from hydropower. Wind, tidal, and biomass energy are on the rise. Even Robin Kaas from the Petroleum Ministry agrees that fossil fuels have a limited future.
It's a temporary resource.
But Kaas says oil and gas exploration will continue as well. Yesterday, Norway announced that once the lessons from the Gulf have been learned and any safety improvements here are made, it will open up previously restricted areas of the North and Barents Seas to deep water drilling. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Oslo, Norway.